So this night we await the birth of Christ. Come among us. God is not some faraway, unapproachable entity. The angel appeared to Mary and told her that the Holy Spirit will come upon her and she would give birth to a child, the only begotten of God, the incarnation of divine love. The divine is not hiding in heaven or restricted to church buildings. God comes to us wherever we are. And the birth of Jesus reveals this truth. The divine comes as a small child born in a manger. God is with us and knows what it means to be human because God exists in the flesh of this world. God knows our pain. God knows our joys. God walks with us, even in unexpected and unanticipated ways like the birth of the child Jesus. Joan Chittister writes that the seeker's life is a gradual sinking into the consciousness of God. We don't need to seek God in some faraway place. We only need to connect with and follow the divine presence that is already with us and within us. Sink into the consciousness of God. The God within leads us on the path to the kingdom. A way of life in God, flourishing in hope and love, knowing we are safe and that we belong to the divine, where peace and justice are not just promises, but how we live our daily lives. The way of love that is the kingdom doesn't depend on geography. No nation or no church building is needed, just the possibility of an open heart. God welcomes us into the way of love unconditionally, as a matter of grace and not by some doctrinal formula or as a reward for good deeds. We are accepted and loved because we are God's children, every one of us. In God, we are loved and cared for and are safe from the stormy seas of this world. Not because we'll be unaffected by them, but because God is always with us. And we can place our trust in the unconditional, eternal love of God and know that God will see us through. And the really good news, when we realize, when we truly understand that God is with us, always and forever, it opens up the possibilities of renewal, of rebirth and new life. The angel appears to Mary and calls her God's favored one, telling her that God is with her, so don't be afraid. She will give birth to a child and God will see her through. And in that child is promise and possibility. For that child is bringing God's kingdom to heal the people and deliver them from bondage into justice, giving them peace and hope. In Jesus, God promises once more to go where we go. No church or fancy mansion is needed. A stable will do just fine. If that is where we are, that is where God will be. And the promises and assurances given to Mary are meant for us as well. You are favored by God. You are God's beloved. And in the divine presence that is always with you is the birth of possibility. What might we accomplish when we are unafraid and know, truly know, that God walks with us? Mary is further assured by the angel that as unlikely as this child seems, all things are possible with God. Many things in this world seem impossible. But if we're willing to say yes, we often find out that the opposite is true, that it turns out to be very possible. If we say yes to God and persist, trusting in God without fear, there's nothing we can't do. Who would have believed humans could learn to fly, and yet the Wright brothers said yes to the impossible? And who would have believed humans could travel to the moon? But we said yes to the impossible. And can we believe too that God's kingdom is possible? As unlikely as a world of love and peace and justice can seem some days, it is possible with God. Our main limitation is perhaps thinking that it can't be done, saying no, giving up. What have we said no to in our lives out of fear, defeated before we even tried? Mary was told she was having a baby that would be God's love incarnate in this world. No pressure. A baby that would show us God's way, that would give us the vision of God's realm on this earth. But she was single and engaged to be married. Having a baby could have made her an outcast. It must have seemed an impossible situation. Mary knew the risks, and yet Mary said yes. God presented her with an opportunity to say yes to the impossible, and she took it. Mary realized that she was favored, that she was blessed, that God was with her. And she trusted in God, opening herself to new possibilities. And God's love came into this world as a little baby, vulnerable, helpless. That this baby was God must have seemed impossible. And yet this is the promise of Christmas. This vulnerable, helpless baby is God's love come into the world to show us the way. This vulnerable, helpless baby brings the hope, peace, joy, and love that makes the impossible happen. So in this holiday season, let's pause long enough to listen for our own angelic messengers and God's call to us. In the pausing and in our responding, we will discover a world of wonders in which God whispers to us in every encounter, inviting us to be the midwives in God's creative birthing of our world. Wonderful, unexpected things happen when we trust God. What impossibility is God asking us to consider this day, to open ourselves to? What greatness is God calling us to give birth to? Don't be afraid, but trust in God, for God is always with us. Say yes to the impossible. Say yes to God. Amen.